Okay, who's hungry? A few weeks ago, we told you we'd be checking in on food festivals all summer. Happening this week, the Copper River Salmon Jam in Cordova, Alaska, the Slug Burger Festival in Corinth, Mississippi. Don't worry, it's a hamburger made of beef and soybean grits, no slugs. And today and tomorrow, Corn Fest, celebrating Camp Verde, Arizona's sweet corn since 1991. Now, you might be thinking, what, Arizona? Corn? We think of Iowa and Illinois. But Camp Verde sweet corn is famous across the state, and it's all thanks to Brenda Hauser. She joins us now from KNAU in Flagstaff, Arizona. Brenda, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And we understand that about 50 years ago, you said, let's just plant a little corn.
I did. I had a garden, and I had tomatoes and things. And I could do that myself, but I thought, I need some corn, and I really didn't want to do that by myself. So my husband said he would grow me an acre. Well, that was too much for just us to eat. It's a lot of corn. So we just began to sell it. I just put a sign out by the road, and people would drive down a little dusty road in their high heels, and they would pick their own corn for 50 cents a dozen.
But now, from that acre, you're at 60 acres. Your roadside stand sells thousands of ears of corn. But I want to refer back to the dusty road. How is corn growing in Arizona? We thought it needed a lot of water.
Well, it does, but we have a river. Our farm is by the river, so we're able to irrigate it. And then most of the water then goes back into the river. So we're able to water our corn and serve the people of Arizona fresh sweet corn.
Well, and now they have decided to thank you, apparently, with this corn festival, which sounds fantastic. What are some of the events that happen there?
At the corn festival, we have lots of events for the kids. We have a water slide. We have cornhole contests.
Okay,
we have,
I heard about that. What is a cornhole contest?
Oh, the cornhole. You know, it's like two big boards with holes in it, and you throw bean bags. And you're scored for how close your beanbag is to the hole in the board.
Okay. Well, you also have Who's the Fastest Corn Shucker.
Yes, and I have never won that contest, by the way.
Well, that's okay, because you started the whole thing. So, but corn eating, all these festivals have to have eating. Hog
yes.
Callers, corniest joke tellers. Each of the festivals we're looking at is unique, and that certainly makes yours unique. Also, a corn king and corn queen. How coveted is that title?
Oh, it's a wonderful thing. And usually they are from our extended care facility in our little town.
Oh.
So, yeah, so it's very special. And they get a crown and, you know, they get to be congratulated by everybody. So it's a wonderful thing.
Well, we know that this festival calls on volunteers who devote hours to getting it put on. And part of that is bathing the hundreds of ears of corn in tubs of water. Remind us why. What do you do with this corn?
Well, we pick it, you know, that day, and we bring it to this town square, which is where our festival is. And then we soak it. We like to soak it for an hour or so.
It's still in the husks. Yeah.
Still in the husk. Mm-hmm. And then we have a big roaster, and we just put it on the roaster in the husk. And then we have butter and salt and everything after it's roasted.
You know, I'm wondering, you could just put it on the sidewalk.
Yes.
Isn't it like 100, 110 degrees there?
Yes, it's been very, very warm. Mm-hmm.
Well, in fact, we're reading it's so hot that volunteers are only allowed to sign up for two-hour slots. We read a few weeks ago the festival needed 110 slots filled and only had about 30. Are you going to have enough?
Oh, I think so. I was looking at all the statistics this morning, and it looks like they've just about got everything covered.
Oh, good.
And 2 hours, you know, most of us are not young, and so 2 hours is about the maximum.
Well, it just looks so terrific. There's also going to be the Fort Verde Excelsiors, who will be playing the Prescott Champions in vintage baseball with the rules from before the Civil War and a softer baseball, no gloves. And if they curse, it's a 25-cent penalty. When you're there, when you're at the Corn Fest, I mean, are you thinking about, wow, I planted some corn, and here's what happened?
I know. It's pretty amazing because it was such a simple little thing. I mean, I didn't know if anybody would buy corn, you know, in our area. And it was really small 50 years ago. And so, yeah, and it's developed. I have a wonderful daughter-in-law who runs it now and grandsons who plant it. And, you know, it's a really enlightening and satisfying to see it, what it's turned into.
Well, what a gift to the community, too. That's Brenda Hauser of Hauser & Hauser Farms in Camp Verde, Arizona. Brenda, thanks so much.
Thank you.
By the way, Brenda was also mayor there for a bit, what she can't do. If you can't make it to Arizona this week, maybe stop by the Kansas Wheat Festival in Wellington or the California Wine Festival in Santa Barbara. There's the Elsie Dairy Festival, Elsie, Michigan, the Porter Peach Festival, Porter, Oklahoma, the Northwest Raspberry Festival in Linden, Washington. You have something going on, let us know, as other listeners have, at hearnow.org. Of course, Meghna, a little sampler coming our way would be nice. I'm just saying.